Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The New World Order is down, but they're not out. I guarantee you have got the ace card in their hand thinking about playing, and it'll be their undoing if they do, but they're arrogant. That staged terror attacks to get us into World War III. They think that'll boost the Anglo-American / Israeli crime arm to the next level. But there's such disdain globally. But listen, folks, I read 15 years ago stuff from 30, 40 years ago about how they were going to build the U.S. up, blow out the dollar, demonize us for globalist expansion, while the banks actually get all those holdings, and then we have to fall before the New World Order can rise. And so basically, we were kind of like a war wagon they just ran the gas out of, blew the pistons out of, you know, used as a crash-up derby to run over a bunch of countries, and then they just jump out and jump into the EU, jump into China, jump into Russia, jump into Latin America. And that's what they've always said they do. I mean, how many years have I told you they were going to demonize America, destroy our military, everything they did, dumbing us down with education. And then when you figure out that we were used as the Ponzi scheme to build up the bubble, and that tsunami of 1,500 trillion just in derivatives that the central banks used, that they're going to blame on us, they use that tsunami of cash to buy up the world. So now private interest in this banking hegemon, this hegemony, they are now buying up the last vestiges of free market cutlets that are left on the global risk board. And now they're going in to a Eurocentric with China and Russia orbiting it into the future. We'll be an overrun third world country, slave wages. Just absolutely horrible. Now, such wealth was secreted here through the bubble itself that's my only hope. And there's still some trained individuals and some people that aren't lazy and stupid in this country. But, I mean, you just heard the father of Reaganomics. He's, by every major economics firm out there, every major big publication, he's in the top 10 living economists. I mean, and you just heard him tell you what's going on. And it just makes me so mad that all these fake Republicans who supported Bush and the neocons thinking it was for America. Because I hear them calling the talk shows and go, yeah, it's about oil and our empire. Let's just kill all them A-rabbers and get their money. You idiots. We were used to go steal it. Then it's handed over to the big European banks. And we get left with all the blame. Now, I gave a speech right before Ron Paul. What, in 2002, put it in Matrix of Evil, 2002, where I explained all this. I said, we're going to go into Iraq, we're going to be there, they're going to break it in three parts, they're going to destroy the dollar, they're going to then use the U.S. to, I gave the analogy of there's a lot of different species of insect that will lay eggs in beetles or other larger insects, and then the babies, the larvae hatch out. You'll see a beetle going wild on the ground, and then you know later the next phase you'll bust out of the beetle. And basically, we've just had all our insides eaten out. While the New World Order projected propaganda into our minds, into our culture, going, we're the good guys. We're fighting Al-Qaeda. We're good. Oh, yeah, boy. Everything's nice. Everything's wonderful. We're the good people. Meanwhile, we're being eaten out from the inside by the very people that ran the attacks. And so just remember, when you're totally broke, totally shot, don't have a pot to you-know-what in, you just remember the New World Order did it to you, okay? You just remember that. You remember who did it to you. Remember how you suckered along with it. And remember how you laughed at us and everything else you did. We tried as hard as we could. And we still might be able to save this country. But, I mean, it's a diminishing chance. But at least having it fall apart like the Soviet Union is better than World War III and giant death camps. And that's what they want to set up. And they still may do it. I mean, when Gary Hart's writing letters to the Iranians saying, you better back off, we stage terror attacks, they're out in the open now.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Rivero is here from WhatReallyHappened.com to talk about this new national security assessment put out by the CIA, the State Department, saying they're not going to war with Iran. We're going to be discussing that with him. Also, the former Italian president, the longest-serving president since Mussolini, very highly respected. He's gone public saying 9/11 is an inside job. So we'll be talking with Michael Rivero about that. Also coming up in about 30 minutes. He's going to be with us into the next hour, too. We're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk about the economy, Ron Paul. Are they going to go to war with Iran? Are they going to stage some type of black op? What will America look like if this whole system starts falling apart? You know, the New World Order doesn't have to be foretold. It doesn't have to happen. I know the preachers tell you that, and it may come in the future. I'm sure it will happen in the future. You know, there's always bad stuff. I believe the Bible, but you know, we can get a reprieve like Nineveh is my point, and, boy, I'll take it if I can get it. And I'm not trying to be overly positive here. I am putting perfume on a pig, but a few of the things that are happening right now does show a major shift and a backing off to the more slow New World Order social engineering. But long-term, that may be worse for us because, you know, the big ham-fisted, wild-eyed mode they've been in the last decade or so has really woken a lot of people up. Let me go on back to Michael Rivero, introducing him here in just a moment. Before I do that, we have really a fabulous sponsor. And with all of the things that are going on in the country, with all of the uncertainty that is taking place in the nation, it really is good to have storable foods, and that means storable, high-quality vitamins. But you need to get on this stuff right now. It's the best green food I found out there, bar none. It's inner food. I mean, other green foods give me stomach aches, so they've got too much herbs that make you get sped up. Doesn't have any of that, any of the speed stuff in it. I'm sorry for some out there. But it's just amazing stuff. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power pack ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, on and on and on. Go to prisonplanet.com to the right-hand side banner to enter food and get 10% off. They got healthy coffees. They got healthy cocos. They've got their main line. You know, their number one seller is the Innerfood itself. Now, they've just got so much more. Enerfood.com, Innerfood.com, or give them a call at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Innerfood.com. And their new Coco Mojo is a great holiday addition. It's great Coco. All right, going to Michael Rivero. Mike, let's get in first to the National Intelligence Assessment, then the former Italian president saying 9/11 is an inside job in Italy's biggest newspaper.
Well, obviously the National Intelligence Estimate, you know, is a major, major story. And this appears to be the same NIE that was being talked about almost a year ago, where it was being held up because pressure from Dick Cheney in the White House. What they were trying to do is say, we can't release these results until everybody agrees on it, because there were about 15 different agencies involved in this, and there were some differences over some of the minor points.
But yeah, they had the Pentagon office that Rumsfeld set up, that Cook's intelligence, claiming that they had co-equal with the CIA analyst.
Yeah, very much so. And they were basically stalling the whole thing. But obviously this is the same NIE, and it was released, I believe, in October, but without the conclusions. So it briefly surfaced then. But apparently now somebody has gone ahead and released it with the conclusions that Iran did in fact stop its weapons program back in 2003. And what's amazing is looking at the way the media is covering it, because yesterday it was on the U.S. media, but this morning I got up, I put on BBC, were able to pick that up off the satellite, and they're running the story all over the place, and they're showing the videotapes of George Bush and Dick Cheney just from 2 months ago, screaming that Iran was on the verge of having a bomb. And, you know, and then showing this report that says that Cheney and Bush knew that Iran had quit their weapons program in 2003, and it's just pounding on the fact that they have lied about this. So I switched over to CNN, and they're showing Miss Puerto Rico may have lied about the pepper spray attack. And to me, this basically says the mainstream media once again is going to act as Bush's shield and enabler as they try and sweep this under the rug. But, you know, I used to comment that Iraq was the first war in history in which the lies that started it were exposed while the war was being fought. Well, that's been superseded, because now we have the lie that's being used to start the war in Iran is exposed before the war even starts. And what is really frightening is that it looks like Bush and the neocons are still going to try and move forward with this war, even though their primary reason for it has just exploded in their faces.
That's right. Bush is back out today saying, hey, it's still on with Iran. They still got nukes and want to kill us, or trying to get nukes. I mean, that's ridiculous. And this is something clear here. See, you have the soft power UN New World Order, and you have Bush taking the place of the, quote, right-wing New World Order. As I told you 6-7 years ago, they're giving you a false paradigm of false choices. Either way, Iran is dominated by the globalists. The UN's in there. They let them inspect everything to a level. The IAEA said no one had ever allowed them to that level. Total red carpet anywhere they wanted to go, anytime. Our government doesn't let them do that, and by the way, they shouldn't. And so either way, this is bad, because the UN now is the authority. This is setting them up as the good guy. And then either way, Iran can't have its own sovereignty, and that sets that precedent.
Well, the problem is that the UN is never going to have credibility, you know, unless they're able to go into Israel and examine their nuclear weapons and their weapons program. Up until then, that hypocrisy is going to undermine, you know, any UN pretensions to global order or global policemen. So, you know, they're shooting themselves in their own foot, you know, by their inability to deal with the one real nuclear power in the Middle East, which is, of course, you know, Israel. And all this talk about Iraq and Iran wanting nuclear weapons, they're not starting an arms race. They're trying to join one that's been going on since the 60s, according to those documents that was just released from the Nixon Library.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Mike. What's your take, shifting gears here, to Central Asia. Why did Britain, France, and the U.S., and this is all admitted, knowingly transfer all the nuclear weapons systems and medium-range delivery systems to AQCON laboratories in the mid-90s through 2001? Why did they build up Pakistan?
I think they were building up Pakistan because at the time, I think they were thinking it would be a replacement for Turkey, because if you remember, we used to have all these missiles, nuclear missiles in Turkey that we had to pull out following the Cuban Missile Crisis.
So a base in the belly of Russia. Well, that's, I agree with that. Also, to kind of ratchet up the crises between Pakistan and India, who has the nukes, they see that as a set piece or balancing move. But if you really analyze it, and most analysts agree, it was insane to arm them.
It absolutely was, but you know, most U.S. foreign policy is being handled by people who know they've only got the job for 4 or 6 years, and they really don't think about the consequences past that point. And if you go back through the entire history of U.S. foreign interventionism, whether we go into Chile and kick out Allende and put in Pinochet, it solved an immediate need, but nobody was thinking what's going to happen, you know, 10, 20 years down the road. The same thing when we put the Shah of Iran into power and propped him up. Nobody was thinking years down the road when the Iranian people got so angry with America that they put Ayatollah Khomeini in power and start seizing the embassies. The same thing in the Philippines with Marcos, just over and over again.
Well, it also discredits them whenever, they're talking about we've got to attack Iran right now. They're 8 years from a nuke if we left them alone. But meanwhile, Pakistan's completely destabilized with a bunch of nuts running around waving machine guns, and they've got nukes.
They absolutely do. And the bottom line is that, unfortunately, in the modern era, nuclear weapons have become very easy to come by. You can go out. I mean, even I know how to build an atomic bomb. You know, I mean, the knowledge is out there. This idea that if we leave them alone, they'll figure it out. They already know. Everybody already knows how to build a bomb. If you can get the fissionables, you know, then you can rock and roll on the thing.
Yeah, it's the materials.
Fissionables have become it's become a black market item. Again, going back to those Nixon papers that were just released, Israel built their first nuclear bombs with plutonium and uranium they stole from the United States. And I remember back then when it was briefly in the news, there was a big material unaccounted for from the Savannah River plant, and then the next day they said, oh, it's probably just caked and plated inside the piping of the system, so we're not going to worry about it.
By the way, do you know who guards all U.S. military bases? It's a private Israeli company that guards all the nuke bases.
Yeah, and, you know, that makes it very easy for them to basically get this material out. You had a private Israeli company doing security on all the 9/11 airports.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think makes Israel tick? I mean, they just really want World War III.
What they want is for everybody else to destroy themselves so that Israel will be in charge of whatever's left. And I've been saying on my website for a long time that I really think that the ultimate goal that Israel has in mind is for the U.S. and Russia to seriously weaken each other in a mutually destructive war, which would leave Israel and its nuclear arsenal basically in charge of what's left of the world's easily reachable oil in the Mideast. And, you know, we've certainly seen Israel continuing to push and push and push. And, you know, once Russia kicked out the oligarchs, all of a sudden Russia became the bad guy again. And they're getting a lot of support from the military, who would love to see the Cold War come back, because it was an excuse to soak the American taxpayer for trillions of dollars to build a bunch of silos and subs and rockets and nuclear warheads, none of which ever, thankfully, were used. But by the same token, they didn't, you know, we don't even know if they ever would have even worked. It was just a huge scam. And, you know, I remember the old duck and cover movies we were shown in school, you know, where
that's just like the that's just like the anti-terror drills now to condition us into fear.
Yeah, very much so. And you look back at those Bert the Turtle movies, and this idea that you could save yourself by pulling a picnic cloth over your head when the flash happened was just utterly absurd. And these films weren't really about saving lives. It was just to keep people afraid and convince them that it was okay to be building these nuclear weapons because we could survive a nuclear war. And it was just absurd stuff, and it's more lies. And now the American people, because of alternative radio such as your shows, because of websites like ours, PrisonPlanet.com, AlexJones.com, WhatReallyHappened.com, the American people have finally woken up to the fact that we are ruled by a government that lies to us every single day of our lives to trick us into going along with their agenda.
Michael Rivero, stay there. I want to talk about their game plan. What's the New World Order going to do now that they're Anglo-American arm is stalling in the mud. We'll be right back.
Ted Enders from Midas, December 4th, 2007. Gold, 800 ounce gold coins. Be purchased for $824.16. 406.20 for half, 203.10 for quarter. That's $824.16. 406.20, 203.10. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Mike Rivero, last hour I had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on, and he's writing articles like The Lies at the End of the American Dream, The Impending Destruction of the U.S. Economy. You know, he's the father of Reaganomics, ran the show under Reagan, and he's saying we'll fall apart like the Soviet Union, just as you've always been saying, but there are these larger global financial interests that I even saw papers 10 years ago where they plan to let the U.S. kind of run around and grab property, start wars, And then this is paid into these big central banks. They get to puff up our economy, inflate it, to fund a lot of their global operations, and then we just kind of implode. In fact, the IMF documents we got in 2002 talk about doing that in the U.S. and as they've done in the third world. So obviously we have these corrupt global interests that are trying to set up this whole global system. They've been setting the police state up for 50 years, really in the last 20 a crescendo. It looks like both parties are accelerating that. So, World War III might be lessening, but they could stage an event. I mean, what are the breaks? What do you see happening?
Well, I think one of the things to keep in mind is that a lot of what we're seeing is really motivated not by some grand long-term master plan, but by a lot of people just kind of looking out for their own immediate gain. And I'll give you one small example. Here in the United States, we have a lot of management people who still think Adam Smith was really right on, where he said, if you do what's best for yourself, then you're really helping the whole society. And of course, John Nash proved that that was wrong, but a lot of people still swear by Adam Smith because it justifies a lot of very self-serving, greedy, reckless behavior. So you have American companies going back to this end of the American dream that Paul Craig Roberts was writing about, where you have companies that are going out, they're avoiding hiring Americans, they're getting low-paid foreign visa workers to come on in because it lowers their costs and increases their profits, and they get their stock bonuses and everything. And they're not thinking about, where are my customers going to come from? And it's this short-sightedness where everybody's doing the same thing and nobody's really thinking about, you know, if we're not paying our workers, then our, you know, these are our customers that we're shortchanging. They're going to stop buying stuff when credit runs out.
And now the
subprime,
exactly. Now the subprime is leveraged. Now the credit cards are leveraged. There is over $1,000 trillion in derivatives. This, every angle you look at this, not just in the U.S. but globally, it just goes from bad to worse, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, there's no credit crisis. There's plenty of credit available. I'm getting offers in the mail. Just yesterday, I got a couple more here. What we have is a repayment crisis because we have turned our back. You know, we have so turned our back on the product, on the item being sold, and we have been so focused on the deal-making to get it sold. I work on commercials as part of my day job. I direct commercials for local TV stations, and I've been seeing car commercials on the air. They don't even talk about the cars anymore. The come-on is, we can arrange the financing. We can get you the loan. We can get you the best deal on the interest. They don't even talk about the cars that are selling anymore, and we're seeing the same thing in the stores. Come on in, whatever you need. No interest for 12 months on the payments. Nobody even talks about, this is a good car, this is a good TV, or this is a high-quality product. We've completely turned our back on the idea of making something people want to buy. And it's because of this, you know, we've been sucked down this huge debt hole, and nobody can repay it anymore because everybody was looking out for what was going to do their best profit, their best bonus.
I agree, but above that, the international financial architecture, the central banks that are privately owned, that set up the conditions, the atmosphere where this would breed. It's like if you set out a big tub of water during the summer, you know mosquitoes are going to end up being in it. They, in their own documents, say they set this up to create a global financial black hole that physically cannot be paid back, and then they end up buying and owning and controlling through fiat the entire planet. And then they say they'll use a police state to clamp down during the consolidation phase, but then most of the experts that look at it say the implosion, if it happens, is going to be so big that it'll just even destroy the elite.
Yeah, it absolutely will, because it's all resting on this, you know, this huge hole of debt. The real wealth to pay it off, as you say, it just isn't there. When you create a fiat monetary system, on day one, more money is owed than is really in an existence. So it can never, ever be paid back.
And now they're leveraged out to Pluto. I mean, when you talk about real assets being a postage stamp and then derivatives and leveraged bull and digital numbers being a football field in size, and by the way, that's conservative, I mean, where does that go, Mike?
It will implode, and it will pull the whole structure down with it, and we're seeing basically the equivalent of the fall of Rome.
Stay there. I want to hear what you think the fall of Rome is going to look like, because if Europe and England and Asia think they're not going to be sucked in with this, they got another thing coming. Yeah, we're the first you know, what to go down the toilet bowl, but you're going with us. And I just want to see where Mike thinks this is going. Then we'll talk about how the globalists could try to stage another event to pull themselves out of this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
End game.
Everybody knows that the boat is leaking.
Blueprint for global enslavement is out.
Captain Lyon.
You want to find out just how sinister these globalists are, just exactly what they're doing, what they're setting up? Go to Infowars.com. All the orders that come in by the 16th, you have until midnight the 16th, will be shipped out, and will get to you before Christmas. UPS ground on average is 3 days. Some areas of the U.S. and very rural areas is 5 days. We ship it all UPS ground, unless you have a P.O. box, and it's got to be mail. But by cutting it off the 16th, you should get it a few days before Christmas, even when we ship it out priority mail. So go to Infowars.com and order my new film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Get Endgame discounted when you get Loose Change Final Cut, the preeminent 9/11 film. Totally new. blows away Loose Change Second Edition and First Edition. It is so powerful. And I want to get Burmis on in the next week just to play some clips from the film and talk about the film, because this film needs to be seen. Loose Change Final Cut, available at InfoWars.com, or watch it in super high quality for your membership by going to loosechangethefinalcut.com or linking through at InfoWars.com or on the page where you can buy the DVD. You can also link over and watch it online in super high quality. Watch Endgame in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. We have a Christmas special. You can always still get the $5.95 monthly trial subscription. All 17 of my films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports. Download them all, live stream them. Super high quality now. I mean, we've got super smoking content distribution network servers. I mean, if you can get it four times T1 if you've got the connection. And burn them to disk. It is a factory, an armory, a fulcrum of resistance, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free. That's what it comes out to. You get almost half a year free when you get a yearly membership. So you pay for 6 months and some change, and you get the other 5+ months for free when you sign up until the end of this year at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you've already got a membership, it's fine. As soon as your monthly membership's over, you can go. Or a lot of you signed up last year when we have this year-end special, holiday/year-end special. You can go get your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, where we now have the weekly TV show. We shoot video of the Sunday radio show. We have special guests, special reports, In-Game 1.5, an hour and 47 minutes of extra production from In-Game that didn't go in the film. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get Loose Change Final Cut, In-Game, Terror Storm, 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, and get your mail in, mail in the next few days so we can get it out to you by the 16th. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. In-Game is the premier film about the whole New World Order system, North American Union, all the denials that that's happening. Give it to friends and family. It's so important. And then Loose Change, the preeminent 9/11 film. Give the gift of truth this holiday season, this Christmas. And while you're at it, be sure and give them a WhatReallyHappened.com t-shirt by going to WhatReallyHappened.com. My little present to Mike there, plucking that, with his little present coming on the show with his excellent analysis. You know, I didn't interrupt Paul Craig Roberts very much, but I didn't do that with Mike because he makes me think about so many things. He's so intelligent, he's one of the very few people that gets the full spectrum and is very conservative in his presentation, very accurate. And I know we've got Giorgio, Leo, John, Joe, Jay. I want to start going to those in the next few minutes, but I want to move real quick right now with Mike. Mike, where do you see this going? I mean, I don't just see the neocons closing up their tents and shop and leaving town like a pack of New World Order gypsies. I mean, when you got Gary Hart writing letters to Iran saying we stage terror attacks, you better watch it. We've got Republican memos now confirmed flying around saying they need terror attacks. You've got Hillary pro-war, the Democratic leadership pro-war. Where do you see this going? And then what are the different scenarios as they unravel?
Well, obviously we're seeing a huge faction fight begin to emerge within the upper levels of the federal government itself. We have a large portion of the government realizes war with Iran would be a mistake because it's inevitably going to lead to war with Russia, which a lot of people, prudently wish to avoid. But you've got the true believers who are out there who still think we need to go into Iran. They're still trying to follow the original PNAC plan of 7 different wars of conquest in the Middle East. You've got that faction that sees conquering and controlling all the Middle East oil as the only way to save the U.S. economy from imploding, and you've got all these factions fighting with each other. I think the reason the NIE got released yesterday is that there's a larger and larger group within the government that says this has gone on long enough that war with Iran will be the end of the United States, that we could lose it to the point of the destruction of the nation itself. And I think the factionalization is just going to continue because there isn't any one voice that is speaking that the rest of the factions are going to listen to and say, okay, maybe there's a common cause, because that's really kind of gone away. Now, as far as the larger picture of globalism, as you know, I'm opposed to globalism because creating a globalist society to me is about as prudent as removing fireproof doors from a building or watertight bulkheads from a ship. Nation states provide natural compartments to contain economic and sociological disasters. And if you have just one planet government, what happens when a Hitler rises to power in that one planet government, as it inevitably historically will? And, you know, you don't have the other nations around the world that act as a check and a balance on that sort of an individual. As far as the New World Order itself, I think the people who are working towards it, whether it's George Bush Sr., I think it is merely the attainment of that goal is what drives them. I don't know that they even really have any clear plan of what they're going to do with it once they've got it. I see it a lot like Alexander the Great, who spent his entire life building a bigger and bigger empire. And the instant he died, it fragmented and fell apart. I'm sure that a lot of people who see themselves as a future leader of the New World Order, they all have a bunch of different ideas they want to try out. But again, going back to the model of Rome, I see just the infighting continuing. There'll be a mask and illusion of a unified global government, but within the halls of power, there'll be assassinations and faction fights.
History shows that every time you build a giant empire, from the moment it's born, it starts dying.
Absolutely. It starts to fragment and fall apart. And one thing that we know is true in the modern technological age of the Internet, these processes happen much, much faster because the controlling factor has always been the speed with which the reality of their government spreads out to the people. And obviously in medieval times when a lot of people didn't even read and there was no printing, these kind of shenanigans could go on for a very, very long time.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, but you can finish your thought.
I was going to say, you know, even in the 1960s, because TV was controlled and there was no Internet, it took, you know, 20, 30 years before people realized that John Kennedy was the victim of a government conspiracy rather than just Lee Oswald. And yet here, you know, today with the Internet and alternative radio, the lies that got us into Iraq were exposed in mere months. The lies getting us into Iran have been exposed even before the war starts. And it's because of the pressure coming from the people who are aware that their government lies.
What about the 25% of the public or so, 40% still dumbed down, but they know not to trust the government, 20% of them or so, but of that 40%, and this is looking at hundreds of different polls and kind of indexing them in my mind here with a dead reckoning, but the neocons have now got talking points. We got these last year. This is public. Now they've got Glenn Beck. Puts out a freedom message, then salts it with cyanide, you know, saying use troops to go after Ron Paul supporters, anti-war people, Lou Rockwell, he's in bed with Al-Qaeda. We now see this talking point, lots of bloggers, lots of well-known Republican operatives saying we're traitors, we're criminals, the White House saying New York Times writers are traitors. I mean, we're really seeing a talking point where I guess, like cockroaches have been sprayed with poison, they're trying to, you know, gobble and fornicate, but they are really, it seems, intending to just try to go ahead and at least have a domestic police state, and they're like throwing a fit now that people are waking up to them. How do you see that unfolding?
I see it unfolding pretty much what happened in Romania is the model, where everybody is aware of what's going on. They're still being polite. They're still being quiet. And, you know, we have a thing that we have over here at whatreallyhappened.com, which is the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And I think we're at that stage right now where, you know, they're just screaming. They're being reactive. They're saying these terrible things. I think the instant they try and actually implement this stuff, I think we're approaching the point where the American people are going to react, and it will be over in about 2 weeks. The same has happened in Romania. If you go back 2 weeks before Ceausescu was machine gunned on Romanian television, people looking from the outside said, well, you know, he's got it, it's working, he's got TV cameras on every street corner, but the Romanians seem okay with that. And then 2 weeks later, you know, he was dead, and people looked and said, well, I guess the Romanians weren't all that happy with what was going on.
Unbelievable.
And I see that happening here.
Well, I see people, Mike, and we're going to your calls, who are still totally obsessed with the Cowboys versus the Redskins. They're still totally obsessed with all these things that don't matter. And by that, you can still watch football, folks. You can still have, you know, little dalliances in your life. But you've got to still know where the U.S. is on a globe. You've still got to know who the vice president is. You've still got to know what the Fourth Amendment is. So we have a huge mass that still is kind of just tuned out. And I mean, I'm literally every day losing sleep, freaked out, constantly talking about it with my friends and family and with lawyers and other people and experts. And I'm thinking about it all the time, just how incredibly dangerous the times are, because there's these little sections in time that so much happens instead of, you know, you'll have 100 years of things being relatively stable and then stuff totally breaks loose. We're clearly entering that time. What would you say, Mike, to somebody driving along in their car? I get their emails and calls just saying we're complete liars. The North American Union doesn't exist. The NAFTA highway doesn't exist when it's all over our local news and they're building it. I mean, it just seems like there's two worlds. There's those that are informed and then those that just are literally in la-la land. What are they going to do as this continues to unravel?
Well, they're in denial, and my advice is don't waste time on them, you know, because there's so few of them, is my experience. You need to work together with the people who have woken up. They're aware of what's going on because you need to be talking with them. And as you talk out in public, you're going to find those people who are sitting on the fence, so to speak, and they're going to say, yeah, I agree with you, and they're going to come forward and start talking. The ones who are totally in denial, the ones who are obviously, you know, FBI informants whose job it is to go around the society and scream traitor at people like us, you know, ignore them. You know, it's a waste of time to talk with them and everything. And, you know, I'll share a story with you. I have a brother-in-law that we got together with him two nights ago because his daughter is out here serving on a Navy ship. The last time I met with him before that, we ended up screaming at each other over Bush and his war in Iraq. Two nights ago, he was pleasant. He's very obviously changed his mind. He's come on board. He understands what's going on. So people are changing, and I don't think it's 20% out there who still think the president's doing a good job. I think those opinion polls are being just as dicked with as as anything else coming out of the government. And I don't.
Well,
think
I agree with you. I agree with you because an index of polls shows Congress between 11 and 12 points, and Congress has never been universally hated. And that's pretty much universal derision when it's at that level. But again, the establishment isn't stopping. I think they have that arrogant sickness that heights of power bring. They're a bunch of megalomaniacs. And let me tell you, I think it's going to end up bad. I mean, I know you think it's going to fall apart like Russia, and that's on the good end. I think this could get these people are. I mean, they could set off nukes next week. These people are nuts.
Absolutely they are. They're sociopaths. I think the majority of people are so compromised they really can't exercise their own discretion anymore. And, you know, there's no question we're going to see a crisis of some kind. And how what happens on the far side of that crisis, of course, is a matter of speculation. You could very well be right. I hope you're wrong with all due respect.
Well, I'm not even saying I'm right. I'm saying that it's definitely in the cards.
It's possible. Definitely, it's possible. The potential is there. But, you know, we are headed to a crisis. I think we're getting into that end phase right now where the government is starting to factionalize badly and openly in front of the public. And, you know, it's a funny thing about government. In a lot of ways, it's like a religion. It relies on the blind faith and trust of the ruled masses. And it's just like when the church started having to deal with all these child molestation cases and that confidence and trust began to falter. Now we see the government openly caught lying. It's fragmenting before us. That trust and faith in the government as infallible is definitely gone. And once you reach that stage, you know, the lifespan of that government is definitely short.
By the way, I mean, I hardly watch movies, but every movie I see, I'm kind of a science fiction addict, so I watch Children of Men, Transformers, you know, everything has an anti-government message in it now.
Well, yeah, Hollywood's finally, you know, coming on board, and it's really a case of making the movies that the audience wants to see. As you know, they put out a lot of pro-war, pro-America, go-get-the-terrorists blockbusters last year that just absolutely failed at the box office because people don't want to see that anymore. They're tired of it. And yeah, films with an anti-war message are definitely going to be big box office in the coming years. And if there are any motion picture producers who are listening to this, I am available as a technical consultant, and you'll get your visual effects supervision thrown in for free. So,
hey, Mike, I thought you don't want to tell folks you do some of the biggest TV shows out there.
Yeah, I've been working in film and TV visual effects for some 30-odd years now, and you can look me up on the Internet Movie Database.
Yeah, you don't. Well, I mean, since you just said that, why not tell folks? You do one of the biggest TV shows right now.
Yeah, I do visual effects on Lost. And unfortunately, with the writer's strike, we're all on an enforced vacation right now. But it's a good crew, and I have a lot of fun on the show. And hopefully, you know, the writer's strike will be over, and we'll be back to finishing season four very shortly. But, I produce and direct TV commercials here. I work on movies and stuff. And, for the longest time, for a while there, I really was blacklisted out of the industry. But I've managed to start getting my career back, and I'm very grateful for it. But at the same time, you know, as you say, these issues that we're dealing with in our society today, they must be dealt with. And, we have to confront that evil that has taken hold of our government at the highest levels. And if we don't, you know, then think of the world we're going to leave to our children.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I promise. Giorgio, Leo, Jonathan, Joe, Jay, we're going to get to all of you right now. Mike's going to be with us until 20 minutes into the next hour. We're going to have a quick break, come right back, and start taking your calls. I want to get at least two of them in this next segment. Save your questions and comments. Ready? And Mike Rivero, again, riding shotgun with us. Don't forget, it's the season. Give the gift of truth. Don't fight the crowds. Do your shopping at InfoWars.com. Get powerful videos that wake people up and support us so we can do even more. InfoWars.com. Order today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Your calls in 60 seconds. First off, we're living in very uncertain times right now. We have high quality, grown in America, storable foods, freeze dried. They store very easily, last more than 10 years in climate controlled area. 10 years if it's not. It is the highest quality storable foods for the price out there you're going to find. It is the J. Michael Stevens Group. The website is eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com is going to be a food increase next year. It's still worth it. But get your orders in by Christmas to be able to get it at the lower prices. It's been in the news that food prices have gone up, and they make big food buys. They're about to run out of food at the earlier price. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or online at eFoodsDirect.com. At least go to the website, look at all their fine products, or call them and get a free catalog at 1-800-409-5633. If you missed the website, there's big banners on the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Giorgio, New York, you've been holding patiently. You're on the air with Mike Rivera.
Hello. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Pleasure to talk to you. It's indeed an honor.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. Just quickly, I've got 3 points. One, I'm actually from Australia and I immigrated to New York 4 years ago. I'm an acupuncturist and been working in the field for 16 years. And in Australia, I also wanted to comment, I've watched Endgame and have ordered five of those and five Loose Change, and I buy Innerfood and I support your products and your website as well.
Thank you. Couldn't do it without you. Couldn't do it.
And anyway, talking about eugenics quickly, most people aren't aware, but in the 1920s in Australia, one of the English parliamentarians actually proclaimed in Parliament that they were trying to extinct the Aboriginal race, and he actually declared in Parliament that the Aboriginal race would be extinct by 1980.
I did run into that in my research for Endgame, but just didn't have time to add it.
Right. And what most people don't know is that they used to foster out the families for Aboriginal children for about 80 years and used to split the families up all over Australia. And I happen to be one of the very few acupuncturists who was actually brought on a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program in a little town in Australia, and I actually worked on these people. And what most people don't know is the English in about 100 years ago just used to pay the Aboriginals with rum and never actually let them integrate into society on purpose.
Well, that's a British policy that the U.S. then picked up. People said the Indians are a bunch of drunks. That's how we'd pay them.
That's right.
Mike Rivera, this
whole history is the whole history. Their grandfathers, great-grandfathers, they're brought up on that.
And you know, I'd love you to send me some info and maybe have you on as a guest. Email it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. But let me get a comment from Mike Rivera on this. Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. When you have, one group going in to invade another, they'll throw alcohol at them and then deride them as being drunk. We saw that here in the Pacific when the Christian missionaries showed up in Tahiti. They got the king hooked on alcohol and converted him to Christianity and then incited wars against the neighboring what are now French Polynesian islands. And then what they did is they burned down all the breadfruit trees so that the locals would have to go to work on the plantations that the missionaries owned.
Yeah.
And we see this time and time again. And one of the concerns I have about a new world global order is which particular group is going to wind up in charge of it, and what will they be thinking of doing to the other ethnic groups now under their rule? Because,
we
know that environment and overpopulation is one of the issues that the global New World Order is going to be looking at. And, population is always a problem because sex is so much more fun than dying. And how do they plan on dealing with this?
Yeah, well, the other thing is, I don't want to take too much of your time, but it's so important, this information. When I worked in the Drug and Alcohol Rehabilitation Center, they try to detox these people, but then they would put them on like 20 other medications. Well, 20 is a bit exaggerating. I'd say 5
10,
or 6.
Yeah, exactly.
They'd put them on Valium. They'd put them on antipsychotics, psychotropics, antidepressants.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up, and we'll go to the other calls. We'll be right back. Third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.